Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood confidence coach. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells in relationships? Like every little thing you say or do could be a potential disaster? Trust me, I get it. We all want those smooth, effortless connections where we can just be ourselves, right? But sometimes, life throws curveballs. And let's face it, we're not always perfect. That's where self-kindness and forgiveness come in. They're like the secret sauce to unlocking truly fulfilling relationships, with both others and, most importantly, yourself. Today, we're diving into the power of practicing self-kindness and forgiveness in those personal connections. Think about it, holding on to anger, resentment, or even just that nagging feeling of, I should have said this differently, it can weigh you down like a backpack full of bricks. It creates distance between you and the people you care about, and trust me, nobody wants that. So, what are some key takeaways to help you master this whole self-kindness and forgiveness thing? First off, let's talk about self-compassion. You wouldn't rip into your best friend for making a mistake, would you? Probably not. So why do we often treat ourselves with such harsh judgment? Remember that inner voice? The one that whispers, you messed up, or you should have known better? Try replacing those negative thoughts with a little encouragement. You know, like a pep talk from your most supportive friend. Hey, everyone makes mistakes. What's important is learning from them and moving forward. Second, practice active forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful behavior. It's about releasing the grip that anger and resentment have on you. Holding on to those negative feelings only hurts you in the long run. You know, like a wound that keeps reopening because you keep picking at it? Think of forgiveness as putting a band-aid on that wound, allowing yourself to heal and move forward. Third, remember that communication is key. Have you ever felt misunderstood in a relationship? It happens to all of us. But when we communicate openly and honestly, we create space for understanding and empathy. So next time you're feeling frustrated or hurt, take a deep breath and try expressing your feelings calmly and respectfully. Fourth, set healthy boundaries. This one is crucial. You deserve to be treated with respect, both by yourself and others. Setting clear boundaries lets people know what's acceptable and what's not. It helps protect your emotional well-being and prevents those resentments from building up. And finally, remember that relationships are a two-way street. While it's important to practice self-kindness and forgiveness, don't forget to extend the same grace to others. We all make mistakes, so approach conflicts with empathy and a willingness to understand different perspectives. Let me paint you a quick picture. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, and someone makes a comment that really rubs you the wrong way. Your initial reaction is probably anger or hurt, right? But then, instead of letting those feelings fester, you take a moment to breathe, remember what we talked about today, and choose kindness. You acknowledge their perspective, even if you don't agree with it, and you try to engage in a respectful conversation. See the difference? You've taken control of your emotions, transformed a potentially awkward situation into an opportunity for growth, and strengthened that connection instead of weakening it. Now, let's recap what we've learned. Self-compassion is like treating yourself like your best friend, with understanding and support. Forgiveness allows you to release the weight of past hurt and move forward freely. Open communication bridges gaps and builds trust. Setting healthy boundaries protects your emotional well-being, and extending grace to others fosters compassion and stronger connections. Remember, practicing self-kindness and forgiveness isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up for yourself and others with more love, understanding, and authenticity. It takes time and effort, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. So, go out there, be kind to yourselves and each other, and watch those relationships bloom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and join our conversation on social media. I want to hear your thoughts. How have you practiced self-kindness and forgiveness in your personal relationships? Share your stories and let's inspire each other. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.